Okay, welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host is Christina Liu.
Hello, this is so much fun being a co-host.
I like this. Very, very good.
These other co-hosts better watch out. I'm going to stop scheduling it.
She's going to start canceling it.
Sorry, it's just my show now.
And we're here with Kelly and Mary from the Town of North Hempstead Parks Department. And it's just amazing, if you're listening to the show, this stuff from pools and to live in the town of North Hempstead. And this is not just for seniors. I mean, seniors can go to the obviously the concerts, and there's discount tickets for parking and stuff. But the discount ticket for parking would be anybody to buy a parking pass. Is that just senior, or that's...
It's just senior. There's different rates for everyone.
Oh, there is? Okay.
The usual rate is $50 for the season.
Oh, okay,
so
that's fine.
Okay, it's
25
for a senior.
But still, even $50 for a senior,
for
a season,
right,
is fine. I didn't know there was a seasonal rate at all. Because I think it's $10 for different things when you go.
It's $15.
Oh, it's 15
for North Hempstead residents.
Yeah, so therefore,
park each time, so it's a
good
deal.
Yeah, for anybody, it's a good deal.
If you're going
to
more than
two or three things, and again, you're giving it to the town. Maintenance, it's not like people are making a fortune by taking the $50 or the $25.
No.
I mean, if you look at the budget and you see all that has to be maintained,
that's right,
and the way we do maintain everything in this town,
to keep it nice,
it's money well spent. You can't begrudge the people $25.
Yeah.
But the point is, there's so many things to do. So Mary was talking about the concerts, and I know I want to go on there.
Okay. Well, I would like everyone to mark their calendar for Saturday night, July 23rd. We have our stadium show, and this year it's different. We're having a tribute to Billy and the Boss. So we're doing a Billy Joel tribute with Captain Jack Band, followed by Tramps Like Us, which is...
I don't say that. That didn't sound good.
No, I know.
I'm looking at the three of you.
I know. I'm sorry. Okay. It's a Bruce Springsteen tribute.
Okay.
And it all starts at 7 p.m., and it's going to be a whole lot of fun, and it's free. So just bring a lawn chair, go right to Tully Park Stadium, and we're really going to have a good night.
Yeah, it sounds great. I mean, combining those two together, really,
I know,
sounds
it's
like it's
fun. And... in the event of rain, oh no, but if it should rain, we're at Chaminade High School in that beautiful auditorium.
Oh, okay, okay.
So, but it's all free. And, you know, Tuesday nights we're at our magnificent Clark Garden. And we start this Tuesday with Family Night, and it is July 12th. It's Plaza Productions presenting Your Good Man, Charlie Brown. And it's at 7 o'clock. It's so much fun.
That's a movie.
It's live theater. No. It's a theatrical production.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's live theater, yeah.
And it's out
outside at Clark. Yep.
Okay.
And we have the stage set up, and you bring the whole family, bring a snack, bring a picnic dinner.
Okay,
and just come. It's free. The following Tuesday is the North Shore Pops Concert Band. That's on the 19th of July.
Okay.
And that's, you know, 55-piece band. And they play with vocalists. And they play light classicals, Broadway, Hollywood, famous songs, and marches, Sousa marches. Everybody gets up and participates. And then July 26th is Folk Night in the park. We have two great, fabulous folk entertainers. We start with David Sear, and he's from
David.
Great Neck.
Oh, David. I know David. Yep, absolutely.
He performs in Great Neck a great deal. Years ago, he performed at the park with Tom Paxton for us, and he's just a great entertainment. And following him will be Gathering Time, and they're a local folk group that get a big play. They do Peter, Paul, and Mary, Joni Mitchell, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. So that night with the two great performances is all free. It starts at 7.
Wow.
Folk Night in the Garden. And then
that's a smaller venue also.
Yes, it
so
is.
People,
but we fit about 600-700 people there.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah, in the big garden. Oh, yeah.
Wow, okay,
it's
okay.
It's great. And August 2nd is Dance Vision. You've probably seen their advertisement. They've been all over Long Island. They do nature dances, authentic Isidore Duncan nature dances.
Oh, okay, okay.
And we're also, that night, we're having the Westbury Council for the Arts bring art displays and put up in the garden so you can watch dance and view beautiful art pieces that night.
Great.
It's all free.
Yeah, it's
so
amazing.
I mean,
it's really
you
nice.
Know, why sit home?
Yeah. That's what I mean, we always
it's,
say.
It's a shame because sometimes you do wind up listening to people, and they whine, there's nothing to do, and everything costs so much. And I understand if things cost, but I mean, for $25, and literally
and
one person.
These other ones, I mean, the Clark ones
all
are free.
Free.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
right.
what's even.
Bring your supper.
Yeah.
Come early. Come 6 o'clock. Lots of people do
that.
No,
we always say what's so amazing about these concerts, you can go with, like, the whole family.
Right.
You know, it just creates, like, a whole nice day, really. It's just, and there's so many different types of things. So, you know, one thing might not be your thing, but there's the next weekend it is, you know. So
well, that's why you have to look. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tuesday, August 9th, talk about variety. We have the Five Town College Pops Band from the college under the baton of Dean Carahalis, who is very famous and popular in this area, the maestro. And then they're going to play for an hour, and then we're going to have a movie on the big screen. We're bringing back Tootsie.
Funny
movie. So it's a great night. It's all free. You get a concert and a movie.
Right.
So,
yeah,
you know, that's amazing, and the big screen will go up. And
yeah, you could spend your whole summer, you know, doing something fun, you know, each weekend or day for that matter.
I know. I just think we offer a lot. And I'm going to tell you, the one we're really excited about also is August 5th back at Clinton Martin. We have a Rod Stewart tribute.
Oh.
Wow.
And this is called the Rod Rock Experience. And they have performed all over the world. Just recently at the world's largest casino in China.
Wow.
I mean, they've been all over, and it's a Rod Stewart. You're going to feel like you're watching Rod Stewart. The man looks exactly like him. And he does rock
friend,
and pop.
You could lie to your friend, say you hung out with Rod Stewart.
Exactly.
Take a picture with him.
Yeah, exactly. Do a selfie.
Right.
I'm sure.
It'll be a selfie section.
Yeah, Rick St. James, and he is very amenable. And we're very happy because we work a lot with our neighbors and our communities, and you know that, we do. And it was very expensive to get this concert because he's flying in for it. So we're sharing him with the town of Hempstead.
Oh, good,
he's doing our show, and then the next night he's doing a show for the town of Hempstead. So we shared the cost. And it worked out. So we're a community on Long Island. We work together. You know that. And it just, but North Hempstead is very special.
Oh, there's no question.
It's actually
but I think,
special.
Just saying, not most of them, I believe all these performers get paid.
Oh, yes.
So the point is, but there's a lot of work that goes into it, negotiations, et cetera, so that it does behoove the residents to go to these programs.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're great. I mean, and you know it yourself, I'm sure, Mary and Kelly, you'll see many of the same people all the time because they know a good deal.
Absolutely.
And people go to 10 during the course of the summer. And now, I myself tell people to pay, I didn't pay attention to the Charlie Brown, but I'm going to go to that one.
Oh, good.
Because my grandson to it. It's like, what a fun night. You grab a sandwich, you get there at 5:30, 6 o'clock.
Exactly.
Plus the garden's gorgeous anyway.
Yes, it is.
And just have fun for the night.
Yeah, it's that the family nights are always my favorite because grandparents bring their grandkids and parents come.
Yeah, you see all the intergenerational stuff.
Yes,
it's amazing.
Exactly.
It really is.
And that's we encourage that at our parks, our pools, our performances, because that's what it's all about.
I agree.
Everybody together.
We don't have that much more time. I do want to touch on dogs.
Okay.
Touch on dogs. But anyway, because I know we have some dog parks, and that's, you know, you're talking about family. Some families are the dog and the parent. They don't have children, which is 100% fine.
Absolutely. People love their dogs.
Right.
And, you know, I think having these dog parks, you know, we started it as a pilot, and it was incredible. You know, from the minute we announced it, seeing these groups of people coming together, bringing their dogs to the park, just walking, enjoying the weather, the dogs too. I mean, what a beautiful spot, you know, out on the promenade on the beach or through Tully Park. You know, we work in Tully Park and we see the same group every morning with their dogs, and
so
they're just so
there's
happy.
There's one at Tully.
It's Tully
I know there's
Park.
One in Great Neck. Well, that's a Great Neck situation.
I think it's great. We have Tully Park. We have Mary Jane Davies.
Oh,
North Hempstead Beach Park, not on the beach, but they can walk on the promenade.
Okay.
And the Hempstead Harbor Trail.
Perfect.
So those
okay.
are the spots we allow dogs right now. It's, you know, we've gotten so many positive comments and so much positive feedback about allowing dogs in the park.
No,
they're a part of the family. Yeah.
The streets are so busy with cars.
Absolutely.
That's fine. But if you have the opportunity once in a while to take the dog to an actual, you know, nature type environment,
yeah,
it's much nicer.
And it's exercise.
The little doggy bags.
We do.
Right?
We put up posts throughout the park, and we have the bags available.
Yeah, some of our seniors actually showed us. Someone took a picture and said, there really is doggy bags.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. We want to make sure, even if you come unprepared, we're making sure you're prepared.
Right, I mean, that's an important thing. So
absolutely.
It's very nice.
Sure.
Okay, I didn't realize that part of it, that everything is taken care of for
Is taken care of. We want it to be a good experience for dog owners and for people who don't own dogs, you know, just to see them in the park. And, you know, it helps. It increases attendance in the parks, and it's a nice sight.
Oh, yeah, and most of the dogs are well-intended, and so therefore kids love. I mean, you just see them around. It does. It makes the afternoon a little bit nicer, and for the people, they don't have to leave the dog. Oh, my brother has a dog, so when he has to make a plan, I can't bring him. You know, it's nice.
They
I can bring the dog.
Concerts at Mary Jane's.
Oh,
really?
For the entire family.
They're leashed, and they sit there with the family.
I love it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. We actually had a few with the fireworks, which... At first, we were surprised, but you know what?
They didn't go.
Went off without a hitch.
The fact of the matter is, I don't think an owner is going to bring their, you know, the dog
skidded.
You know, right?
You know, it's so exciting for dog owners to be able to bring their dogs to the park. I think that they're going to make sure that they're following the rules and making it safe and happy for everyone.
You guys are very busy. You're doing a phenomenal job. Honestly, with the stuff you're sharing with us.
One out there is allowed to say they're bored at any time.
Absolutely not.
This summer, you certainly
After Teresa and you two, it's like, come on. You should be exhausted come Labor Day. There's no question about it. We have to take a break. We're good with listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.